Want to welcome everybody as we're getting set up here to the Zoom call of Matters of the Heart Single Ministry. I'm hoping and praying for it to be a blessing. Let me got some audio feedback in the background, so hoping to be a blessing to you. And we're going to talk about a couple of different things. Hey, amen. I was talking to Maggie earlier about some things that I had in mind. And I just first before we do all that, I just want to do a quick feel. How's everybody doing? Nobody's showing their face today, but it's okay. I understand hope and everything. But so just me. I'm showing my mug. I
Can I just
appreciate
say
y'all.
something? Can we put ourselves on mute so that all of the background noise won't be in the recording, please?
Yeah, there we go. So I'm the only one on camera. I don't know why, because I don't like doing Zoom in a way, but it's okay. Okay. Maybe this is my punishment or something like that. Thank you. Thank you, Hope. I appreciate that. Oh, there's Maggie. I appreciate that so much. And stuff like that, and for those that are on camera and stuff, so I appreciate that. So with that being said, I want to thank Megan for opening us up in prayer and everything. And we're gonna go ahead and get started, man. When I I'm looking for my notes here. Multitasking. As many of you know, I'm not really comfortable doing Zoom, but I'm doing it in a way because this is the direction that I believe that I should be going in. So y'all pray for a brother and stuff like that, okay? All right, pray for a brother in trouble. Okay, but one of the things I did is I wanted to talk about resources, help, and partnership. That was the title that I put in the headline and stuff like that. And the reason for that was that almost all year we've been talking about relationships and everything. And actually today was we were supposed to be talking about debt relief or being single and then debt free and everything. But I'll fess up to my part in it that I didn't follow through. Right, Maggie? So I didn't follow through, so it's my fault. So I'm not really teaching today. I want this to be a discussion. I mean, all of us know about what we want or what we desire in relationships and that kind of thing. And that kind of thing. So I'm not gonna get rid to a lot of things. But one reason I've used the word resources, I believe that when okay. I'm sorry, Renee, let me just let you in. Maggie, can I make you co-host? No.
I guess you can. I'm on my phone.
Okay.
There she is.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hey. All right.
I guess you can,
Okay.
but I'm on my phone.
Does it, would it make a difference because you'd be you on your phone or no?
I guess I can
Okay.
figure it out. Go ahead, make me co-host. I'll figure it
Okay.
out.
Or just monitor the Facebook page for me. Okay.
Oh.
All right.
I'm gonna do that while I'm on the phone.
Okay. All right. All right.
What do you
Never
need?
mind. Okay. That's okay. Let's see. Okay. No, that's okay. I got it. I got it. I got it. Come.
Yeah, because I
It'll
can't see multiple screens on my, while I'm on the phone.
Okay, not a problem.
No, I was just saying. I'm sorry.
All
Bye.
right. All right. But anyway, hey, Renee, thanks for joining. Robert dropped out for some more reason. I'm not sure why. But thank you guys for joining me. Thank you, Ara White, for joining us and everything. I am waiting for a few other people to sign in that I had invited. Okay. Like I said, when I came up with the topic of resources, I looked at resources as being different things. It's more than just money, okay? But it's it's what I call tangible assets or whatever. And when you're in a relationship heading towards marriage, everything we're talking about is heading towards marriage. You need to be have honest communication with each other as far as what's available, you know. Nowadays, I think people are asking for credit score and that kind of thing. Credit score, background check, and everything like that. Especially if you don't, you're not familiar with the person, you want to need to know those things, you know. And at first, for me, at one time, I had a problem with that. It's like, but you need to know, you know, no credit score and stuff like that. But as you begin to be single again, you begin to realize, yeah, that might not be a bad idea. You don't know what kind of credit score to get person got, or is the person responsible, whether male or female responsible enough to pay their bills, or if they're behind, or if they wait to the last minute to pay their bills, and you know, if they would have to say it go starving Peter to pay Paul, I don't know, something of that nature. And it, or whatever. Robin Peter, see, thank you, Robin Peter to pay Paul or whatever and stuff like that. So all those things are important, you know.
Medical records also.
And medical records also, and stuff like that. Or just being, but again, it can come back to just being upfront and honest with each other. And I'm not exactly sure what at what point in the relationship, because that's what we we've been talking about most of the year about relationship as far as singles heading to marriage. At what point would you begin to share? I think we talked, may have mentioned this one time before. What point do you begin to, I'm sorry, Robert, I see you. All right. What point do you begin to let people know? But I would think it has to be that after the agreement, oh yes, I think I want to spend the rest of my life with you. You know, you don't want to, for me, and I can only speak for myself, this is my own person, you don't want to give out too much information in the beginning because you don't, that's the unknown. I believe that you want to wait and see and hear from the Lord, number one, make sure this is a God ordained and that there's somebody that's passing in the night or someone that's just a disruption or what's another word, someone that's just a flyby, you know, they're not, you're not meant to be with. But there's distraction, more or less, and stuff like that, you know, because we do get have distractions coming in our life of people that are, I don't want to say cling, but they're hitched themselves to you, but they're not really ready for marriage or ready for any kind of relationship, anything like that. But so you want to make sure those things are discussed in truth, you know. I believe that honesty is the best policy and the best thing to do, especially not just because we believe, but just as far as being upfront with the person that you plan on spending your the rest of your life with and everything. I got on glasses because I'm having allergies. All this happened within the last hour, believe it or not. The last hour, I passed it out to notice and everything. So that's what we'll be doing when I look at resources. You guys, because I do want you to participate, those that can. Give me some ideas. Okay. Give me some ideas of resources when you think about a relationship heading towards marriage. What are you looking for in resource when it comes to marriage? What are you looking for? Because all of us have a different thing, different ideas. You know, we know first we're looking for someone that knows Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. I don't consider that the resource. That's a must be. That's a must thing. But what do you think of some resources that you're looking for?
You know? So are you talking about spiritual or natural resources?
I'm talking about all the above, whether spiritual or natural and everything. I'm talking about either spiritual or natural. What are you looking for? And while you think about that, Renee, let me say this. Why we're talking about this as far as relationship, because if a person don't have, or is not, what's the word I'm looking for? If they're not a steward, a good steward, of the things that's in their life that God has mandated them to be in their life, then that might be a red flag in order for someone to have a relationship with them, okay? That might be the one thing that would turn you off, like, wait a minute. He pays his rent every, I'm saying he, but he or she paid a rent on the 10th and the rent is due on the 1st. You know, that might be considered to be a red flag. So that, I just want to put that out there. So, but so give me some feedback, everyone.
You're mute, Hope.
I know over the years, I've just been speaking to different married couples and just getting their perspective of the challenges that they had and you know, just soaking up whatever information they could give me and watching different videos. I think I read maybe a couple of books. But that's basically where I've been getting my information because that's the only place I could, that's the only way I could garner it.
Okay. Okay, books at the reading, watching other people, America, attending singles seminars and workshop, getting to know each other, all those things are all helpful as far as getting to know who the person is that you. You plan on spending the rest of your day with and everything. Because I always told this is another, this is not scripture or anything like that, but it's just another one of my opinions. When I first got married, of course, I the old school day, we call it shacking. I don't know what they call it now.
I think it's the same thing.
Is it still shacking?
They don't call it shacking, they call it partners or cove or something.
It's called what, Maggie?
They call them their partners.
Oh, partners, okay.
Because now you can put them on your insurance.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Life partner or something, yep.
Oh, life partners, okay. All right, that's crazy. Interesting. Didn't know that. You could always, in the past, we were able to test the waters before you say, I do, you know, so to speak. So you knew pretty much what you were getting. At least you thought you knew. Because in some cases, what I found out, that change was that ring got on that finger. It's like, wait a minute, you wasn't like this when we were staying together, you know, but it's something about marriage that says the break forth. Can you hear me? Okay. There's something about marriage and everything that bring forth that that I do or whatever. Just bring that. I guess I don't want to use the word ownership, but like I got you now. You belong to me. At least that's what I was told. I don't know what I know about this stuff. But anyway, I did mention that. Like you mine now, you know. But I was kidding. Okay, oh. I was kidding. You know. And everything like that. I was naive, okay? You know, when men make those kind of statements like, well, I'm the man and you're supposed to do it, it's not a naivety. We don't know. We don't understand what we're saying. You know, we're just putting out words because those words has been put in us over the years. You know, if you look at a man, I'm getting off subject, but we can get back. If you look at a man and when he begin to make statements like that, then we don't know. They think that's the norm, but it's not, okay? And that's not what Christ would do when it comes to us and everything. So we shouldn't do the same thing to the person that we're with that's in our life, okay? All right. So again, I'm doing all the talking, and I don't want to do all the talking. So give me some feedback, guys.
What was the question?
What are some of the resources that you would look for? Right? Was that the question?
No, that was the question.
If you're in a relationship and you're contemplating marrying this person and you've heard from the Lord that, you know, that this is the person you should marry, what are some of the resources that you would
want?
Did I get that right?
Awesome sauce.
Or what are some of the resources that you would get the resources for? What is it, the resources to learn more about that person,
or the resource that you will pull together, whether they're what he might have the resource from a spiritual that he's a prayer warrior, okay, and stuff like that, and you may not be, but he might you might rely on the you might be one that fasts more, you know. But when you come together, all right, before marriage, are you able to do those things to go to the whatever the love that God has ordained you to be and stuff like that? Because those things are needed, you know, whether someone prays, whether somebody fasts, whether someone sings songs together, whether they go to the same church, that can be an issue, you know, and stuff. So when I say resources, I'm talking about all the different aspects of it, of the word resources. I'm not looking at it in a particular way. Go ahead.
I think that's where I see resources as a more tangible thing, not as so much as a want or desire. You know what I mean?
Well, wanting somebody, it could be either resources can be either tangible or non-tangible, just depending on how you look at it. But what I'm asking for, fine. Then give me something that's tangible. Give me something that's tangible.
No, that's not my question, because you're not going to be coming for me tonight, okay?
I'm not coming for you.
Question is this: could you define what you mean by resources, because or give us some examples of different types of resources so I can better answer the question?
But I just did that, okay? But okay, for the sake of an argument, I do that again, okay? All right, so when I think resources to me, this is just my opinion. Are you scholars out there, you're correct. When I think resources more than just what's financial. Okay, all right. For me, it's more than just what's for financials. A resource is like what resources to me is that if I know that I'm going through some trials and tribulation and everything, and I know that you better a breakthrough through, I need to be able to come to you and say, hey, look, I know you're probably saying it wrong, but I know you can get a prayer through and everything like that. So help the brother out and help me pray for a particular thing or help us out or whatever and stuff like that. I'm looking at resources more than just tangible or non-tangible. Did that make sense?
So then, in pray that
Robin.
Case.
Thank you, Robin. Because I feel like I'm being ganged on, man.
Yeah, we're trying to get it to understand.
So then, would you consider the example that you just gave, would you consider that a human resource?
Yes. Exactly.
So then some other resources, well, one other one I think of before you had even mentioned that would be stuff like, I just went blank there quick. A credit score, bank statements, you know, work history. These are things you need to know, because it's like the key word that you used earlier, right, was stewardship.
Right.
So obviously you want to hear from God, but there's the natural and there's the supernatural. So you want to hear from God, obviously, but you also want to do your own research, your own homework. It's because I'm going to just say it. Some men, I'm saying all men, some men, they are not going to volunteer certain information. It's right. Like, if you don't ask them, then they ain't going to tell you. So if you don't ask, okay, when's the last time you had your credit score done? Or what's your current credit score? They ain't gonna volunteer that unless it's like up there, you know, like 800 or something like that, then don't have a problem with that. But, you know, and even physically, you know, when's the last time you had your physical exam with your doctor? When's the last time you seen the doctor? You know, if you don't ask him that, he's not gonna say, I haven't been in 5 years or I don't even have a doctor or whatever. So you have to ask questions. So in the category of human resources, I would say, you know, can they pray? Do they pray? How often do they pray? You know, but then on the other hand, ask the person, being able to ask certain questions and get the answers as far as, you know, financial stuff, you know, bank statements.
Thank you, Robert. Maybe the word is just being resourceful. Maybe that sounds a better word.
The person should be resourceful.
Yeah.
Both parties. Yeah.
So it sounds like you're asking for resources to get to know about the person.
Right.
Is that what you're asking?
Yes. Get to know the person. Okay. The person getting to know you and everything like that. Whether it's through bonding.
And what you're willing to disclose, or the level of what you're willing, how much information you're willing to disclose, is that, because you mentioned that earlier too.
Well, yeah, when it comes to as far as disclosure is concerned. Now, again, this is heading towards marriage. This is not somebody that you just met and everything. And you know how you just meet someone and you go through that moment or that period of time when, like, everything that they do look like they can do no wrong. If it was possible, you would think they'd be able to walk on water, which we know they can. But anyway, but I mean, they're at that point. So yeah, there has to be a point when you say, okay, yeah, it's time, because this is going further. I think it's broken down into stages, if I'm not mistaken, okay? I think it has to be broken down into stages. Okay, what's next? Or what's next? As the relationship grows, okay, then the next step comes into play. And everything. When you first meet someone, most of us, especially with men, like Robert said, when we first meet someone, we ain't telling a lot of stuff, man. We're not telling a lot of stuff. We're not giving a lot of information and everything. We might share what we do or whatever and everything, but we're not giving out no credit score. You only been on two dates. You say, what's your credit score? It ain't happening. You know, that's not going to happen. You know, maybe by the third, you might talk about what kind of, you want to begin to know, are they resourceful as far as if something happens, how they'll be able to pick, to go to point A to point B and stuff like that. For you, and that's in the opposite purpose. What can he do to help you in a situation when you reach a difficult point in your life, where you need not just financial help, but you need prayer. For example, Robert used, you need prayer. You need it right then and there. You know, you need it right then and there. Can I come to you, or can she go up to you and say, "Hey, I need you to pray for me right now"?
Yeah, I posted something on Facebook a couple of years ago. I think it said something like, "Bruh, I know she's pretty, but can she pray?
Can she pray?"
Because, you know, these dudes, they want these trophy wives, but it's like, what can a trophy do for you?
Right,
just stand
right
there and look there. It's like that Bible scripture where guys talk about idols. He's like, they got hands, but they can't hold nothing. They got eyes, but they don't see. They got a mouth, but they can't speak. So what good is it? Okay,
What do they do? What are their resources? What can they do? You know, if I'm in a pinch, you know, and everything. One of the things that we had mentioned a while back on the broadcast, we talked. I forgot what topic it was, but it was a debate whether a man or a female, when they're dating someone, should be willing to help someone else out, help the person out. You know, when they ain't got no money, when their rent is due. You know, are you willing to say, well, okay, I got your rent, you know, don't worry, I give you some money or whatever, stuff like that. Are you willing to do that? And I think most of y'all said, nah, I ain't giving them nothing.
Nope.
It ain't happening. He got it. You better go to his mama.
You crazy.
You must have said that, but I was the only one that said that, well, it depends, you know.
I think Sister Hope wanna chime in. Go on, Sister Hope.
It depends on the relationship. I mean, if you're just meeting someone and then out of the clear blue sky they say, you know, I can't pay my rent. Oh, I'm sorry to hear about that. You know, but no, I'm not giving you a penny. If I could afford it, then that's a different story. I'm financially well off. I'll give it to you. I don't mind helping anyone out. But I mean, if you're working on your salary, you're building up for your, you know, your retirement and all of that, and your income is limited. Well, no, that's not going to happen. If it's a serious relationship where you're heading toward marriage, that's a different story. I wouldn't mind helping, because anything I do for you, you're going to do for me, because we're about to build together. So then in that case, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, it goes back to what stage that you are in the relationship and stuff like that, you know. And you got to recognize what stage that you are in the relationship. And I also believe that it has to be an agreement. You could be thinking that you walk down the aisle and the other person said, well, we just going out for dinner. You know, that might be an issue, you know what I mean? That was my issue. Any more questions about resources or being resourceful? Maggie?
Yes.
Any questions? Anything else?
I mean, I think for, you know, listening to what you're saying and thinking of some ideas, I'm, you know, go, like Sister Holtman, I think you said it too. It goes back to how, you know, where you are in that relationship. Because if you are in a relationship with someone and they always needing and they're not, you know, managing their finances or, you know, something is always going on, those are red flags. Mm-hmm. And those are things that you got to pay attention to. And then it makes you wonder, okay, is this for me? Is this, are you sure you want to take that to the next level? If that they always needing, if they always, you know, it's always a story. Right. You know, so, you know, and it goes for both male and female. You really have to be careful because people pretend well. And you can find that you think that the relationship is going, or you might even discuss it just going that far, and then turn around and you help someone financially, and next thing you know, you out that money. Mm-hmm. And they all about their business.
Go ahead, Robert Warren.
I was going to say, it's not even a question of being old and callous, because even if I'm driving right now, so I can't pull up the scripture, but even in Proverbs,
okay,
it says that we can't rush to rescue somebody, because if you do, then you're going to have to end up doing that over and over again. And it's like Maggie said, that's a red flag right there. It's like, okay, why are you always late on your car payment? Why are you late on your rent? That's, you know, it's like you got to question their decision. That was it.
Yeah, and you know, and with resources, you know, just going by, just piggybacking on what you said, resources are, I think it all goes into trust, dependability, you know, respect, you know, honesty, you know, all of those characteristics that should make a good relationship. You know, when you look at the resources or the human resource part of it, they should come with the whole package. I mean, yeah, if somebody does have a 500 and something credit score, but they are really love the Lord and respectful, and they're working on doing, you know, because, you know, we've all made mistakes where, you know, we found ourselves in that place. So, you know, but if they're working on it and if they're doing everything that's required of them concerning the things of the spirit and of the natural, you know, that's someone that you can work with. You know what I mean? If they, you know what I'm saying? It's not like they, because, you know, anybody can fall on hard times.
Especially since the COVID. I mean, I think COVID hit a lot of people hard.
Yes.
So that in itself will, you have to give consideration for that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, totally agree.
But I'm, you know, I'm old school. You guys hear me say this all the time. If I'm, you know, if I'm not married to a guy and he's asking for money, I'm like, wait a minute, hold up, what? It's going to make me raise my eyebrows, because, you know, Ray, no, I was raised by my dad and my grandmother, and it's, I'm just old school when it comes to men getting money from women. Unless they're married, that's a whole different ball game. If they're married, then the two are one, and you know, everything is together.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, and that's true. That's definitely true.
And what else? Okay. All right. So let's continue on. Again, resources is both tangible and non-tangible, okay? And the answer to the question, as far as if someone is not at a certain place, maybe he works at McDonald's and maybe he's still there with his mom, depending on the age or whatever. Look, being realistic, that's out here, or she still live, whatever. and stuff like that. But we got to be realistic. It's just that what would you receive? What would be your moment and say, I don't care if she or he works at McDonald's or she works at Burger King. You know, I like what everything else that she brings to the table. I like what he brings. I like his prayer life, or I like her prayer life, or different things, or the tangible things that she do bring, that they do bring to the table, you know. And if, the thing about it, that even when we talk about these things, if God is telling you, yeah.
Yes, I was thinking the same thing.
If God is saying, yeah, I mean, because we, right now when we talk about resource, we look at it from a flesh natural perspective, a natural perspective. But if God is saying yes, even though they ain't got no job, they stay with the mama in the attic, you know, and everything like that, and they ain't got no car, you know, or something like that, we have to be like, wait a minute, but God, you're saying yes. Mm-hmm. And they're treating you right, whether male or female, they're treating you with respect and they're honoring you. But you see, you know, that from a spiritual perspective, we see their love and their passion they have for Christ. I mean, me, I would go like, wow. Yeah. I would go like, wow. Because go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm done.
I was going to say, I think you hit the nail on the head when you said, if God is telling you move forward with this, and this is the one, then it doesn't matter what anything else looks like. It doesn't matter what anyone else says, because God has spoken. And God knows all. He knows the future. He knows what's down the road. Then you just move with it. And so the one thing about being a child of God is that we have to get beyond seeing things with our natural eyes anyway. You know, of course we see what's before us, but we have to get to the point where we are looking at things from a spiritual aspect. And when we start looking at things from a spiritual aspect, then I think we will see things a whole lot differently. Yeah. I'll never forget years ago, I had a friend, and she was about 12, 15 years older than I, but we were very close. And you know, we were just talking about what we wanted in a man. And she said to me, she said, you know, you're so shallow. I was like, oh, what? But she was so right, because I was looking at all surface things. And then the spiritual stuff came after all of these physical attributes. And I think as children of God, we have to totally look at things different, because the example that you just gave is, if a person is working at a fast food restaurant, they're on hard times and they don't have a car, they may be living at home. But if everything else lines up spiritually, they have a dynamite relationship with the Lord, they have an awesome prayer life, they have a fasting life, they see things spiritually, then are we going to continue to look at, well, wait a minute, all I see is you working at McDonald's, all I see is you don't have a car, all I see is you're living at home. What's more important? So you hit the nail on the head. If you're hearing from the Lord, then nothing else matters.
Yeah. I mean, even though they may be 4'11" and you 5'9". I know I'm not trying to lose it, because some people, they look at that, you know, they may, you sit there like 5'8" and the person is 4'11" or 4'4".
What you say? You stop that.
and they looking up at you and everything like that, and you walking down the street, and they can only grab by their hip, because that's where the arm reach, and y'all going to see the movie and everything. That may be, you know, people may look and say, "What in the you know, what in the world is going on?" So I mean, it has to be from with Christ, because I believe that God sends people our way that's meant for us, but I do also believe sometimes we miss out because we already have an image of what we want in our life. You know, we miss out because we already have an image of what we think would be best for us, not truly understanding that God knows who is best for us. Mm-hmm. He also knows who we should be around. He also knows who we should be running from, man. There are some people, when you meet them, everything looks good, everything is in check, and we should be running away from them. Okay. Because there's a danger. It'd be like, danger, danger, real Robbins, danger, danger. You know, I'm aging myself, but anyway. But it's
Will Roberts?
Yeah, Will Roberts. lost his face for those that don't know. Okay. But anyway. Yeah, but I mean, we should be running away from those type of situations. But it's still, I found out that we are drawn to that, you know, mm-hmm. we're drawn to that, you know, and everything. And the one thing we also don't want to be is that we don't want to be enablers too, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, there are people that that we meet in our lives that are very needy, you know. Like what the pastor said, that there's always some form of drama going on and stuff like that in their lives. And those things, like Megan said, are all red flags. So we need to be able to come to the knowledge, okay, God, is this you? Okay, God, what you want me to do? What you want me to do with this? You know, you said this is the one. And they tell me that they love me unconditionally, then they willing to put up with, you know, with my mess. I'm willing to go through that stuff. So what do I do next with this? How do I handle this? You know, how do I handle the adversities or the disagreements that I have in the relationship and everything? And now we live in a society where people are willing just to throw it away just like that because they brushed their teeth the wrong way, you know, as far as divorce, or they really throw it away, whatever the case may be. And so we as believers got to look at things totally different, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. and everything. We as believers got to look at things totally different. That's the thing they have and everything, and was talking about health. And the reason I brought up health, because for men, as Robert well knows, we're not always honest with the person that we're with, whether we plan on marrying them or in a relationship with them, or even when we get married, about our health. You know, we're not always upfront and honest. I don't always tell people when I'm not well. And that's family, you know, because men have a perception that we're supposed to be strong and we're supposed to do things a certain way, and no one needs to know that I'm having a bad day. We're not supposed to let anybody, let alone a woman, see us sweat. You know, oh, I got this. You know, when I had the stroke, I was like, nah, I ain't having no stroke. I was in denial big time until I realized, wait a minute, dude, you ain't talking. You just mumbling words. You're not speaking. You're going blah, 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 blah. You can't talk. You know? And then reality set in, and then that's when we begin to pray, you know? That's when we begin to pray for real and realize, wait a minute, God, is this my time? God, am I getting ready to leave out of here? You know, but that particular day, I heard the word of the Lord speak to me and say, you should live and not die, you know? So that relationship with God has to come into play in every aspect, you know, in every aspect. But health is very important because we don't always take care of our bodies. And as someone that's becoming your mate or getting ready, you're engaged to, they need to know what's going on with your health. We need to be able to be transparent with them, what this is going on and everything like that, you know. And or whether someone is, just lost somebody. Oh, okay. Well, whether somebody, whether somebody is, I want to use the word, high cholesterol. Well, you know, you ain't put me in that fried chicken or you have sugar. You know, I'm gonna confess my sins to y'all, everybody on Facebook Live.
I'm listening.
Hey, you're funny, Maggie. I'm gonna confess. I have both of my cousins know that I have a horrible of sweet tooth. It's bad. I can eat. If there was a time, I wouldn't be able to eat a whole sweet potato pie in one sitting. Okay, I know it's not good for me, but I do it. Next, it's time that you give me some Krispy Kreme donuts, man. For those that know about Krispy Kreme, I don't know where everybody's at and stuff.
I do.
You give me some Krispy Kreme, huh?
When the light is on.
When the light is on.
Yeah, when the light is on.
When the light is on. I'll sit there, not now, But there was
Robert, since you're driving, you should bring me some Krispy Kreme donuts.
I'm almost home now.
Maggie, you're wrong. but now, you know, I can't do those type of things anymore. You know, but I see a box of the light on. I want to get two boxes, Robert. I'm not one. Because they have to buy one, get one free. So how you going
to
buy one?
Give it to the person behind you. Pay it forward.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, right. Watch me pay it forward at that time. Man, I probably would do that. But because I can't do that kind of stuff anymore. But I mean, those type of things need to be spoken of, because we need that balance, especially with somebody that's going to spend the rest of their life with you, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, we need that sharpening of the iron to say, and we already know that we shouldn't be doing certain things, you know? And usually what takes place, if you have someone that's in your life, or you're someone that you're talking with, or someone that you're interested in going further with marriage, or maybe it don't have to be a relationship, it could be just a friend. You know, and that person say, look, you know you should be eating, you just ate 6 donuts. Okay, you don't need no more sweets for the rest of the 6 months, okay? One donut per month. You just ate 6 altogether and stuff. And we need those persons, those type of people that are, that hold us accountable when it comes to our health, okay? You know, what the other, another confession, I'm confessing all, you guys are here, I'm burning up. I don't like going to doctors. I hate, because during the period of time I went through the stroke, I think I went to the hospital in the emergency room like at least once or twice a month. Every single day there was something going on. There was a seizure, there was convulsions, there was reaction to medicine. They gave me so many times, they gave me medicine that caused a reaction, that caused me to have convulsions to the point that I almost died on several occasions. Many people don't know that. First time anybody hearing that, y'all hearing that now. It caused me to die. Almost near death experience. Huh?
I said, oh my goodness.
Yeah. Many times. One of the medicines they gave me that I had to go to the hospital, that my lip blew up so much that it covered my top lip.
Oh, you know? Wow.
Don't laugh. Why are you laughing, Renee? I see you.
You had an allergic reaction.
I had an allergic reaction. It looked like I had one lip.
They gave you on Benadryl?
Huh?
They gave you Benadryl?
No. They gave me a shot.
It was either epinephrine or Benadryl.
Yeah, they gave me something. I don't know what it was. I looked, huh? What you say, Robert?
Right. So you was like,
You're breaking up,
bro.
So you were looking like Professor Clump from The Nutty Professor.
Either Professor Clump or Nutty Professor. Thank you, Robert, for that. Or looking more like Bill Cosby, kids. Yeah. And that was what I sound like, you know? It's like walking around, lips all up to the nose. Like one big lip, you know? So the dude, where's my mouth? I'm looking in the mirror, like, where's my tears coming down? Look, I'm laughing, but I'm being serious. The tears coming down my face. I don't have a mouth anymore. I can't see it. It's so small.
was your throat closing up as well?
No, that was a good thing. Yeah, just a lip. But they did the exam and wanted to make sure that my throat wasn't closing up. Man.
Yeah, that happened to my son when he ate shrimp.
Yeah, but they did tell me. And then what I didn't like, I'm not going to tell you that. The name of the medicine I was taking, because I was saying, you know, put that out there. But what they did tell me, that this is the type of medicine they give to predominantly Black people. And this is a normal reaction with Black people. And I looked at that's what I said. So I looked at this dude. I said, are you crazy? So why would you prescribe that to us as a race if you already know it's going to happen? I said that.
What's the medicine?
I'm not doing that. Not on social media.
Wait a minute. Hold on. So you're not going to inform us what it was?
I'll send you a private message, Hope, okay? All right. I'll send you good. Because the medicine doesn't have that effect on all people. It just had that effect on me. and predominantly
you said predominantly black people.
Well, predominantly black people. That's what the guy told me.
Said, well, I think everybody here on this Zoom chat is black.
Last time I checked, I was.
Are you black, Maggie? Oh, okay. No, just kidding. I know. I don't remember the name of it. I had to go look it up and stuff. I got it written down somewhere. But I had a reaction to it.
I know a lot of people, and it's amazing, but a lot of people are allergic to penicillin.
Yeah. Or that dye, you know. Or that
contrast.
That contract dye, you know.
But the thing about the contrast, if you are allergic to it, they can give you some Benadryl before the test and it won't affect you.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So there's certain things that we need to know, you know, like that if you go into, if you're diabetic and everything, and if I'm dating you and I'm out with dinner with you, I need to know. Or if you have seizures and all of a sudden, we need to know those things, you know. But again, it goes back to what stage are you willing to tell someone that kind of information. But as far but as
you know what, I hear you and you're right, but all of us are up in age.
Okay, but Meg, I'm talking about those that's not up in age.
Wait. Hear me out. And there's a level of maturity that we all hold. And I say that to say this. At this stage in our life, majority of people have something that they, some kind of health challenge, if not, God bless them, right? So it's like, you're saying, at what stage do we disclose that? I'm like, yeah, some stuff you don't disclose right away, and then some stuff should be disclosed right away, because you want to wean them out right away. If that makes sense.
No, that makes sense.
I kind of hear what Maggie's saying. I think for me, if I'm dating a guy, I'm a straight open book. If he wants to know something, I don't have a problem telling it some things, but especially once it gets even more and more serious, you know, and we are headed, if we both know, okay, yeah, we're going to walk down the aisle together, then I'm really an open book. I think because I don't believe in secrets, and I'm the type of person that I'll let you know what you're dealing with up front. So then you can make a decision if you want to, you know, continue with even becoming friends or whatnot. I don't like to waste my time, and I don't like to waste anybody else's time. So I'm just going to, you know, but first of all, I'm a cone here because I don't even know when a person is interested in me. Unless they come out and say, hey, I like you. Stop laughing, Ray. I just really don't know. It goes straight over my head. All the signs.
I didn't say anything.
All the signs can be there and it goes over my head. I have no idea that they are interested in me. I had a friend tell me the other day, you know, I had the eye for you. And I was like, oh, really? I didn't even know. It's just, I'm just that clueless. But I think once it is clear that we like each other and it looks like we're going to become our relationship is going to go further. What do you want to know, huh? Just what do you want to know? But at the same token, you know, because I ask a lot of questions. I ask a lot of questions and I always tell the person, listen, if you don't want to answer, just say, hey, none of your business. And I'm okay with that because I'm very inquisitive. I like inquisitive better than nosy. I'm very inquisitive.
Yes.
Man, no, just kidding. Okay. Anyone else? Ara Wright, White, I see you. If you don't have anything to say, but we want to make sure that you are. If you'd like to say something, you can. That's right.
Ray.
Yeah, go ahead, Robert.
Before we get away from the health issue,
Robert,
you got a bad connection.
Hello.
Besides asking the person, you know.
Okay, Robert, we can't hear you.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, so I was saying mental health is a must. So besides the physical, asking about the physical, checkups and everything. It wouldn't be out of order asking if somebody's had an assessment or how are they emotionally, stuff like that. There's
if they have any disorders.
Yeah, that's stuff you need to know. Mm-hmm. That's stuff you need to know before you gotta do.
Right.
Because while you sitting there at dinner, you notice that they can't stay focused. You want to know they got ADHD.
Hold on now. I'm borderline there. So.
I'm just saying, you want to know. So you could understand. Okay, so I understand. If you don't have that information, you don't know what to work with.
Hey,
I work with it.
It was...
I would say,
go ahead. See, Robert has started. You see what you did, dude. Okay,
I'm
go
sorry,
ahead.
Robert. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Robert.
You're muted, Robert.
I made my point. I was done. I was just saying that we can't overlook the mental health piece. We can't overlook that.
No, we can't. And mental health care is a broad range of different things that's going on. But I like to believe that when you begin to spend more time with that person, a lot of those things going to surface, unless they're very good at hiding. And some people are very good at hiding, you know, those things, or keeping those things in check or whatever, whether through medication or whatever and stuff like that. But we have to, in the beginning, we're always observant. And I think, Maggie, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but don't we have somebody come in and talk about mental health?
Or the, you don't want to put me on the spot. What? You got what?
And don't you have somebody coming in next month to talk about mental health?
Next month is domestic violence, dear.
Oh, domestic violence. Okay. All right. But mental health is important.
We did. Somebody, that would be me. I'm the mental health person.
Hello. Okay, well, talk to us about mental health.
Well, we need to know if you have it. No, I'm just playing.
Yes, I do. Jesus' name. Now what?
You mean healthy mental health?
I am healthy.
But you know what? When we look at the mental health piece, we do have Brother Keith Belvin, who we were going to bring in also to talk about mental health, because he did before. But when we look at the mental health aspect, you want to know these things because, you know, it's out there, right? Some people self-medicate. Some people are on medication. Some people are bipolar and they're taking medication and it's keeping them, you know, from having those episodes. You want to know these things because how can you help if they were to have the episode? How would you be able to manage in the relationship? How would you, you know, even reminding them to take their medication? Like, all these things are so important. Again, it goes back to how far in the relationship you get. Because when you're married, you want to make sure your spouse is taking the proper medication. You want to make sure they're eating healthy so that they're not having relapses or things of that nature. So these are things that you want to look for early on as well. You know, you want to know that you have that caring person in your corner that's going to help you. Okay, I heard. Oh, okay.
Is that you, Megan?
I think you can mute her.
Who's that? Oh, that's Hope.
Yeah, that's
Hope. I'm sorry, I'm muted myself now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why, like, what I said, where I know health is about, but that includes mental health, all aspects of health. When it comes to that, you know, we have to be very mindful of those things. And that's what a helpmate will do. You know, when you start talking about marriage or getting into a relationship, that those things are necessary. I mean, that's a necessity that you have someone that got your back. And it shouldn't be one way. It should be on both sides, you know, then. When you get married or engaged or whatever, that you're looking out for each other, you know, it's the sharpening of the vine. You're looking out for each other, you know. You because the Bible talks about when you get married, you become as one, you know. So, anyone else before we move on? I got an answer.
So we talked about Roy Esau's health, mental health.
Okay.
What was the other?
The other one was partnership. The partnership sort of Okay, partnership sort of ties into everything with what we've been talking with, actually, when you think about it. Because in order to be able to discuss health, in order to be able to discuss resources, it has to be a partnership agreement, a partnership spiritually and from the, I don't know what other word to put in there, but in a relationship, before then, that partnership has to be established in order for it to go to the next level or the next stage. Partnership has to be an ongoing, growing process to take place and everything like that. So when I say partnership, that you know that to go back to what I said before, you got my back, and I got yours, and everything like that. Okay, anything I want to add or disagree? I'm multitasking over here. Okay, somebody say
something. Partnerships can, you know, it's not, partnership is just not relationship wise with man, you know, man and woman or spouses. Partnership is also business partners.
Mm-hmm. Right. This is partnership. You know, right.
So you just have to make sure that your partner, that you guys are on the same page, on the same level, and working towards the same goal.
Right.
You know, because you want to build in that partnership, in that relationship. In the business, you want to be able to build upon it, and you have to be open and honest. And all of these things that we discussed is a part of partnership. It has to be that has to be the foundation in order to build a partnership.
Okay.
Make
sure.
Amen.
Amen. Give me a second. I'm multitasking again.
Spell it. No, I'm just playing.
Because I didn't have a huh.
Why's Robert laughing at you?
Robert, because I didn't have a co-host. I didn't have somebody working with me and stuff like that today. So doing Zoom.
Is that why Robert laughing? Robert, why are you laughing? Share. We want to laugh too.
It sounded like he said, amen, shocker.
Oh, Robert tried to say, that was speaking in tongues. Okay. that's funny, man.
I didn't know what you were doing, if you would call it, or if that was like, never mind.
And thank you, Robert. Good to know you got my back, bro. All right, look, the other thing, so we talked about all of that. The last thing I have is that I'm trying to see if this young lady will call in. And she had made a post, and I think I posted this in the group, okay? And this statement, I don't know whether I can screen share this or not. Let me see if I can screen share. Let me see if it let me do it. Make it have screen share.
Says at the bottom is the green thing. Is
oh, yeah, yeah, I got it right here.
Okay.
Am I sharing?
Yes.
Okay, so you see what it says?
I saw that.
Okay, and I was hoping that she would sign in today, but I don't think.
Is there some information missing from this statement?
Yeah, there probably is.
It looks like it's incomplete.
But I get the gist of it. It says that I was told a man doesn't have to compromise in a relationship. Essentially, a woman's role is to submit. Compromising is allowing a woman to force her will on a man. What do you guys think about that statement?
That is crazy.
Okay, we know it.
Okay, Renee.
Yeah, Renee says crazy.
Tell us why it's crazy, Renee.
I mean, a man doesn't have to compromise. I think in any relationship, there's compromise on both parts. I mean, I get it. I do believe that a woman should submit to her husband. But there's that a man doesn't have to compromise. No, I think compromise is in both parties.
Right.
And the two are to submit one to another.
Right. I agree with that. Yes.
Now, the young lady that I got this with didn't write this. This was, if I'm not mistaken, this was given to her by a pastor, or it's what a pastor said, actually. or how a pastor feels. And that's why one reason.
This is verbatim. This is his quote unquote. There's nothing left out.
There is nothing left out as far as I know. No. Okay.
That's so hard to even want to sit under a pastor that thinks that way.
Well, you know, there are men. I mean, let's be honest. Why would this surprise us? There are men that believe what.
And the latter part is what got me confused. Compromising is allowing a woman to force her will on a man. I don't get that part. Explain that, because I don't get that part. It seems like it should be in reverse.
Well, maybe the compromise of what is the from the man. And I think this is coming from a man perspective. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. But compromise is allowing a woman to force her will. So it's like the man is not willing to submit or yield to whatever a woman is saying, whether they're in a relationship or not married or whatever, and stuff like that. So that's basically to me what I believe that is this statement is saying.
But that's twisted, because how if the woman is compromising, how is she forcing her will on a man?
Not the woman.
No, if the man is compromising.
If the man is compromising.
If the man is compromising, okay, he's allowing the woman wrong. To force
okay, I got a little dyslexia going on. Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay. That's what we're here for.
Compromising is allowing a woman to force.
Compromising is allowing a woman to force her will on a man.
I was told a man doesn't have to compromise in a relationship. The man does not. Right? Okay. Essentially, a woman's role, should I say woman's role, is to submit, period.
Okay. No,
I'm reading what this is, period. Then it says compromise. It does say period. Am I seeing things?
No, you're correct.
Okay, I just want to make sure, because that means at the end of the statement, the sentence, now we go to the next one. Okay. Compromising is allowing a woman to force her will on a man. I'm confused.
Well, it's basically saying that if a man gives into a woman,
he's a whip.
He's a whip. Yeah, he's a whip. Yeah, that's basically
That's what that statement is. Right. That's what it reads to me.
Yeah.
I guess that's what we're doing. Right. Okay.
That a man should never give in to a woman and everything like that. But we know whether it's a relationship, because that, like you said before, what we've been talking about earlier, there's different types of relationship. Whether it's a relationship or just people, just friends, or just knowing each other, the scriptures talk about we should submit one to another.
Okay? Why are we talking about this statement?
Because I want to.
Yeah, because that needs to be removed.
So I guess he wanted to see our thoughts. He was hoping that the young lady who sent it to him would call in.
Yeah, well, because she just messaged me and actually was we're still on my own, and I told her we were still on.
Okay. And
waiting for her, but she didn't. She didn't show up and everything. But again, I don't, okay, it's not her.
We can see all your messages.
Okay, I ain't got no messages.
So I didn't know if you knew that.
Good thing I don't have any naked pictures. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. That just came out there and stuff like that.
No, I didn't know if you knew you were sharing all that. That's why I wasn't trying to be funny. You were trying to be funny. I was trying to be funny. I was trying to protect you, knucklehead.
Oh my God.
This okay, is... go ahead.
All right, I'm not sharing anymore. Who's that? Who put Oh, yeah, we got to make sure that we pray for Sister Host Mother in Christ, okay? And everything. So before we close out, we want to definitely do that. Sister Hope, for you listening. And in fact, let's go ahead. We're not going to close out right now, but let's go ahead and do a prayer. Renee, let's do it. Go ahead. Okay. For Sister Hope's mother in Christ. Amen.
So we're praying for her mother in Christ.
Right now, yes.
Okay. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. First, we repent for our sins, then we ask your forgiveness. We come together in the spirit of agreement, Father, lifting up Sister Hope's mother in Christ. Father, you know the situation, and we ask, Father, that you will move on her behalf. Rebuke the hand of the enemy, Father, and whatever is going on. God, let her feel your peace, your love, and your healing. We ask these things in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So that's all that I have. Any other questions? I know Megan didn't want me to post that, but you know.
It's okay. I'm just messing with you.
No, you're not. But it's all good. It's all good.
No, because, you know, I thought that tied in with what Hope wanted to talk about with that video. That's why I thought you would save it for that.
Oh, no. That was two different things. I got a chance to talk to Hope about that earlier. And we're going to talk about that. Look, Robert, don't be shaking your head, man. We're going to talk about that at some time. But we need to go in much prayer and fasting and all that kind of stuff for that type of topic, especially dealing with those things that are intimacy. I'm trying to use the right words and stuff like that. Because what we don't want to do, and I did watch the video, what we don't want to do is promote misconduct. And again, I'm trying to be diplomatic.
Exactly. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, I'm done.
No, because I was, I listened to it on the way home. I was driving the other night and I was like, well, since I'm driving, I got a 30-minute drive. Let me just watch this video to multitask. A couple of times, I was like, okay, I know that the one lady is a pastor. The other lady, is she saying? And I had to, like, Robert, just try to listen objectively.
Right.
And I just wish they would have had more time so that they could focus on the man, well, the male perspective, even though she's not a man, she really couldn't accurately. But because she's a therapist, she could have told us what she's noticed as patterns.
Right.
I was like, yo, she ain't back it up with any scripture either. So.
No, she didn't. No. But Hope's point was, which I agree with, this is something that we don't really talk about from a church perspective. Because most people, when they get married, they have a perception of what lovemaking, I'm using lovemaking, not sex.
Intimacy.
Okay, it's switching, but there's a false, especially if they never did it or they did it before in the past, you know, they had intimacy relationship before in the past, and when they get married and you're expecting something to take place and that ain't it, you know, what do you do with that? How do you, I mean, that's why I said that it's I need to do some.
But see, that's why in marriage they have when you get married, they have a premarital. God, I can't even talk about it. Premarital what? Counseling. Yeah.
Right.
I'm tired. I'm sorry. They have premarital counseling because these are some topics and some things that should come out in the premarital counseling.
Okay. I know we don't have time really to get into this right now because we're going to table it. But the question I have for you, Megan, because you said that, what about the, what was the lady called, Robert?
She was a sex therapist.
Sex therapy. Would that be part of premarital counseling or how does that play into?
I guess it can be. I mean, but it would have to be on the contents of marriage. Okay. As Christians. Now, some people who are not Christians, they do see sex therapists because they have issues in that area or they want to enhance that area of intimacy in their relationships. However, as Christians, as believers, we are to go to our mate. And then if we want to seek wise counsel in that area, that's because we've both agreed, number one, that this is what we want to do, because the member, the marriage bed is undefiled.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Look at Renee. Renee, what happened? Oh, she froze. Oh no, she didn't.
No. She said no. She said that she was.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, at the end of the day, that's be real. Folks are doing it, so.
Right, and then and I think that's more of a, I guess what I'm not like trying to judge a video, but I would have loved to see more biblical perspective from it. You know what I mean?
But see, here's the thing. There is no biblical reference for non-marital sex.
Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about non-marital.
No. Okay. I'm saying because based on the video, if you look at it and being Christian, that's just pure out lust, fornication, lascivious, all of that.
Okay.
Right? That's what that is.
Okay, but I'm talking about it from a biblical marriage perspective, okay?
I'm sorry.
It's one of those conversations, Maggie, that a couple should have, you know, before, you know, and stuff like that. That's just me.
Premarital. Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. But like I said, I'm not.
You want to know? No, I can't go into that. We on Facebook Live. Ah! You want to know if some folks got proclivities and they got the freak and all of that. You want to know all of that before you go into the marriage because some people are for it, some people are not. Let's be real. Right. We are all adults.
Right.
So you want to know those things, you know.
And like what I said in the chat room with us, is that it's a very dangerous place because then begin to open up doors to those. What do you call them? Succubus spirits,
and incubus spirits.
And all the other kind of stuff.
Playing with toys and all of that.
That's
why I said we got to do our research so that we're able to better, you know, have this conversation and then give scripture text to support what we're saying.
Right. Okay. All right. But that was it. That's all I got.
Robert got a smile.
Go ahead, Robert. Come on, man.
I'm trying to behave myself. There are some things. I'm trying to ease my way out of this. Perfect example. We know Christians smoke. But there's no scripture in the Bible that says thou shalt not smoke. So in that same perspective, as even the sex therapist recommended, getting toys. You're not going to find getting toys in the Bible. So you're not going to find a scripture on that. So we can't do a thorough, it will be difficult for us to do a thorough discussion based on the video because the Bible doesn't reference, there are no scripture references to toys. Now I believe there's a scripture that talks about self-gratification, but there's no scripture that says, thou shalt not have a rope.
Well, you know, I would think sexual immorality comes into play with that.
That's what that is. Lasciviousness.
Yeah.
Lust.
So I was like, yeah.
All of that comes into play with that.
Yeah. Right. But that's what I was saying, how it may be difficult because, you know, people are going to do what they want to do.
Yep.
And so we can lay out scriptures, we can lay out biblical principles, but I'm sure that'll be somebody that said, well, you still ain't told me no scripture that says I can't have this or I can't have that.
Right.
Because it's not specifically outlined that, you know. So
okay.
but I'm sure it'll be an interest, especially as Ray said, after we pray and we fast on it, we do our research. We would have, I'm confident that we would have enough information to present to the body where they would come away more informed than they did before they tuned in.
Because I think at the end of the day, there are repercussions behind those things. And like we talk about the incubus and succubus, so those are portals and spirits that you open up and subject ourselves to. I wonder why folks are like that, because somehow, somewhere, a door was open. Something happened that caused them to want to venture out and do these things. So all of that needs to be researched in detail so that when we're able to explain it, and they'll be able to get a better understanding because it you know, a lot of stuff is just immoral.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay, and I think we should finish there because sister is tired.
You're tired, boss.
All right. Okay, well, let's go ahead. Anybody else? I know you basically been praying for Katina and C. And I
get
just
it together,
think,
Robert. Get it together.
I know you up there cracking up, man. You know there's on Facebook too, people. So people be like, why is he laughing?
Why you look shocked? You didn't know it was on Facebook?
You didn't know it was on Facebook too? Oh, okay.
I think I did, but I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
I think I did, but I think I
said I was sharing it on Facebook. I said it from stuff, yeah, but it's
you're
okay.
Right, you're right. That's what I think I did, but I guess I didn't. It just didn't.
It's okay, cousin. You're beautiful, you know.
She is beautiful. I
she
love
is so
hair.
Pretty. That's my beautiful cousin.
But, I love her hair.
Yeah, right, dude.
Thank you.
Robert, say my cousin's beautiful, man. No, just play it.
You are beautiful.
Oh, man, I just thought about this, man. You know, we did all of this, and I did not record, but it's on Facebook.
No, you did record it. I saw it said record. I ain't got it.
Oh, did it? Oh, okay. All right.
You might have stopped it towards the point, but you record most of it.
No, okay.
Yeah, I thought it said we were live streaming.
I think it was live streaming on Facebook, but it's on Facebook Live. I can download it from Facebook.
Yeah,
but,
you can.
But anyway, y'all, thank you. Thank you, Renee. Thank you, Ray. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Hope. Thank you, Maggie. Thank you, Ara White.
Is Ara White still here? They left.
They left already. Uh-huh. For everybody else that's joined in and been listening on Facebook Live.
I didn't see anybody say anything on Facebook because I was able to check.
Oh, you were?
But I didn't see anything.
No.
I only saw what's his name say hi.
Okay.
Ray, I do, before we get off, I do want to thank you. I'm thankful that you didn't mention Krispy Kreme until I was 30 minutes past there.
Yeah, because I would have been saying, Robert, I would have been texting him, I want my lemon donuts. Could you bring me lemon donuts?
Do they still have Krispy Kreme in Richmond?
Yes. Yeah. Wait a minute. Do they? I don't know.
She just asked you.
I know. I don't live in Richmond. Okay. I don't know. No, she doesn't know that. She doesn't know where Richmond is when it comes to Petersburg. Right?
Oh, okay.
She's a northerner. They don't. She's a northerner. They don't know these things, you know.
Okay. Don't be talking about me. What's wrong with you? Ray, where did you share the Facebook thing on live on your page?
On my page, yes.
Hold on one second. Let me make sure ain't no questions. Hold on. Ray Rose. Ray, I don't see you.
You're a good admin.
I see it, man.
I'm a who?
I said, wait to be a great... Edmund, Maggie.
Okay. Since the shade is sort of deep right now, I think it's since I'm glad to see you.
My phone messing up, or is it the line, or is it me? Because I'm hearing everybody talking like mechanical slow motion.
Oh, I'm not hearing that.
Yeah, I'm not hearing that either.
So then it's my connection.
Right. All right, so
I don't see you.
All right, so anything else? Anybody else like that? No. Okay. All right, let's go ahead and close out a prayer. Again, you've been listening to Matters of the Heart Singing Ministry. I have this wonderful crew with me today, Renee. I got Hope and Robert and Maggie. Sister Felicia is not with me. I didn't get a chance to send her a message, Maggie, but I understand what's going on. We good. We cool and everything. So I just want to welcome you. This is another broadcast on When Christmas Be Talk Radio. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. And actually, I'm going to close our prayers because I asked everybody else to pray already. Go ahead. Any special prayer requests? No, other than we already prayed for your mother in Christ, Sister Hope, okay? Amen. So, Father God, we come today first to give you thanks. Thanks for your many blessing, your grace, and your mercy, how you have kept us all day long. God, the day is almost over, God, and we're still in the land of the living. We can still declare the wondrous works of you. We can still proclaim your name. We can still shout hallelujah. We still can shout glory to you. There is no other God like you. You're the only God. God, so we submit our prayers and we submit our praise and our worship unto you, God. We pray that this podcast, this Zoom call, this broadcast will be a blessing for those that are listening, God. We thank you for being transparent, Lord Jesus, and all that we are. So we give it all to you today, God. We pray, God, for each one of our families, Lord Jesus. You know what's going on with those that we love, those that are connected with, those that are our friends, God. We pray for healing. We pray for deliverance. We pray for hope to be restored. We pray for salvation. Whatever needed, Lord Jesus, you need, you know, for those that are listening, God, we pray that you begin to knock on their door, God, and begin to show them a more excellent way, God. Help us to be those that know you, God, become salt, light, and power that you have ordained for such a time as to just speak life and not death, God. Come, Holy Spirit, come with all your might and your glory, and you set the atmosphere, God. You do the paradigm shift, God. You get the glory, God. We're not doing this to become famous or anything like that, but that your word may go forth, God. Help those that are single, God, that are struggling through a different addiction and want to be married and seem to be going through difficult time of finding that person, God. We pray, God, that you will give them the patience that needed to wait on you, God, to seek you in all things, God. We pray, Lord Jesus, for whatever the enemy plans he has for us, even when it comes to people that we meet, that it will come to naught in the blood of Jesus Christ, God. That every weapon that the enemy has formed against will come to nothing, God. It has no power, nor it has no authority. That we will continue to walk in the power of your anointing and the power of your purpose that you have given us in our life, God. We cry, Abba, Father, because of you, Jesus Christ. We can go to the throne of grace with our head held high, knowing that you will come and see about us. We rely on you. We need you more than ever, God. We know that there is so much that's going on within the body of Christ, within the world, God, you know, that are trying the very essence of men. So, but we will stand in the holy place and begin to look up because we know that our redemption draws nigh. So we stand on the promises of yea and amen that you have given to us, God. We will not let go until you bless us, and bless us indeed, Holy Spirit, and bless us indeed. So God, as we close out, we continue to pray for every pastor, every apostle, every bishop, God, every reverend, God, every minister, every elder, every musician, all of those, God, that stands in front of your people, God, and usher in your words and praise. We pray for revival to take place throughout all the world, not just in the United States, but to take place, God. The men might cry out, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to change my life around around, God? We pray today, God, that we again will be that what you have called us to be, God, in a world that's seeking for answers.
Thank you.
That we will show them you, Jesus, in all your glory, Lord. Yes. We will live the way that you have called us to live, God. That they might see a bright light in the midst of darkness, God. We will forever give you all the praise and all the glory. In Christ Jesus' name, amen and amen. And God bless you and God bless you. Thank you again, everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless y'all.
Have a good weekend, everyone. Make sure you share the make the video public so others can see it.
Oh, it's not public? Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay. All right.
You got to make sure you make it public.
All right. Later, y'all.
Okay. Good night, everyone. Have a good night.
Good night.